Hey, it's Dave Clemens, and in studio with me, I have my friend Dan Denning. He's the Water Conservation Manager for the City of Bend with this week's WaterWise Tip of the Week. How you doing?
Pretty good, Dave. How's it going?
Good.
Awesome.
What are we talking about this week?
Well, we've got a hot tip for the event of the month. We've got our annual WaterWise Field Day that's coming back for its sixth year. If you haven't heard of this, this is a collaboration between the City of Bend Water Conservation Department, OSU Master Gardeners, and some of our other local industry partners. You know, if you've ever been curious about building a resilient landscape or how to do that, how to approach that in Central Oregon, you'll learn about using water-wise, fire-wise plants, encouraging pollinators in your yard, irrigating efficiently. So we'll have some in-class instruction. We'll have hands-on outdoor vendors for you to talk with. We'll have 15 minutes with a landscape designer. So you get free 15 minutes to ask them questions about your yard or your project. And then we'll have a native plant giveaway to wrap it all up. So it should be a good time.
I've never heard the term fire-wise plant before. I'm assuming that just means a plant that doesn't catch on fire very well. Oh, am I wrong?
No.
Oh, okay. No.
Yeah, so essentially, yeah, it's got the characteristics that make it less flammable. So okay. some plants, you know, have a lot of oils in them that actually will burn hotter or faster.
Sure.
You know, if exposed to a flame. Others, you know, tend to be more woody or have, you know, dead biomass on them that might catch fire more prevalently. So these are plants that are chosen to resist fire or maybe be more turgid, full of water, things like that. Less chance of them burning or causing or spreading the fire.
Okay. Yeah. I guess it makes sense. Okay. So WaterWise Field Day is back Saturday, June 14th, 9 to 1:30 over there at Holland's Head Park.
That's right.
Which is off of Jones Road there.
Yeah, exactly. On the east side. It's a beautiful park. We'll be outdoors all day. Should be a fun time. It is a free event, but we're asking people if they can to register so we can get a head count of how many folks. We had over 400 last year. Okay. So it can be kind of a big deal, just logistic-wise, making sure people get on the tours they want to take of the garden, and et cetera.
All right. Get registered right now at the website.
WaterWiseTips.org.